from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from James Gales, age 37 at the time of this interview.
I'm from the Hill District. I was born and raised at Robinson Court, then moved up Chauncey Drive when I was young. My mom and dad raised 4 kids, so it was a little tough, but we made it through. Me and my brother actually hang every day. That's like my best friend. He's like all that. And I have 2 sisters. Both of my sisters are older than me. My brother is the youngest. Everybody joke. Everybody looks out for each other, take care of each other's kids, siblings. So we're real close. Never really had any mentors. My dad was in my life. He was more of my mentor. My dad used to take me to work with him. He used to work at a pizza spot. I used to sit there, eat slices of pizza. And back then they had the little games inside the restaurants. I would sit there and sit and play the games and eat slices of pizza, fall asleep at the table. Then he would take me home. I made my way through the shift when he seen I was tired. I played high school basketball for Shenley. I played a few years up Kennard for the neighborhood. We hung out. We played basketball. We ate. They fed us. It was a place for everybody to get together and have fun for a few hours and actually be kids and not have to worry about getting in trouble for it. I kind of struggled with school. I wanted to play sports and do everything else. I didn't like the school work. It wasn't that I was stupid or dumb. I didn't like to sit there for hours. I didn't like the way certain teachers taught. School was hard, but I got through it, but I did not like school. I always liked music. It was just something about music, the way it made me feel when I was younger. Music was like a getaway to me. It was a way of expressing myself. My one friend, Roy, he was in college and he made a mixtape and he came home and I told him, I'm going to write a verse. He said, man, you always say that. So he went back to college for like 2 months and he came home for summer break. And when he came home for summer break, I had a whole mixtape wrote and recorded. He couldn't believe it. He actually gave me my first opportunity in the studio. Shout out to Roy. My kids are the real reason why I am the way I am today. If it wasn't for my kids, I probably wouldn't be here, honestly. My kids is my world. We're funny, greedy. My son, he actually plays football for the Hill. This is the second year up there. I got 2 boys, 2 girls. I'm about to be a granddad. My daughter's 20. She's pregnant, so it should be interesting. If you can wait a while to have kids, when I was 16, I was like a full-blown dad, like all in. So it was very tough because, you know, at that age, you still want to run around with your friends. You still want to do this and do that, but you have a whole responsibility to take care of. And kids are expensive. And at that age, you really don't have a job or to take care of a child the way that you would like to take care of a child. I love every part of the Hill, every part. It wasn't as rough as it is now. It was a lot nicer. We had a lot more to do. We had a lot more places to go. If we opened up more businesses in the Hill District and supported each other's businesses, that would help. If there are any changes, I think we should make the changes as a community, the ones that's from the Hill District. I would bring back a lot of the youth places, especially the Boys and Girls Club down here at Crawford right there. I would bring that back. We had so much fun, boys playing basketball, girls double dutching and jump roping and tag, and it felt like a community then. Stay focused, try to stay away from as much negativity as you can, and the negativity that do come, try not to let it get to you because it's going to happen. Stay focused, stay positive no matter what, work hard and stay humble.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Cassius Plummer, Ernez Campbell, and DeJuan Davis Jr. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.